This is our first live taping of Dating Humans.
Yes, yes, yes. You hear everybody in the background.
Here for it.
We have a nice crowd. It's like, what?
We do.
300 or 400 people in here. Yes. And everybody has a cocktail in their hand, and we are looking good. So this is the weekend before that great holiday, Valentine's Day.
Oh, I was like, what holiday? Holiday are you talking about?
The one everybody looks forward to.
Ugh. Yes.
No.
Ducking.
Woo!
No.
The crowd has said everybody doesn't like Valentine's Day.
You know, it's a funny thing. It's really a funny thing, Valentine's Day. You know, I think it's people like it, people don't like it, people don't care about it, or they love it, or they love getting stuff, they love being taken out. Mm-hmm. Or then you have, like, you know, people that are, like, maybe watching The Notebook with a pint of ice cream, sitting doing nothing. It varies. It varies.
Well, you know, we started our first season a year ago on Valentine's Day. And that was our very first episode. And we got a lot of mixed feedback about what happens during Valentine's Day. Some people like it. Some people think that it's a money-grabbing kind of, I got to buy you stuff animals, kind of take you out thing. A lot of people think it's overrated. And then you have your people who are great romantics who you better not F up. You better not F up. It's bigger than my birthday, you know. So we have a house full of folks here who are going to help us get to the bottom of this. And we have already tapped two people. One is nervous. We're trying to give her drinks.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming aboard.
Okay.
What do we want to start asking them first?
So, first, let's find out who we
childhood?
Have here. Yeah. So, we have Irene.
Yes.
And Irene, where are you from?
All over.
Oh, okay. Mystery woman from all over. I'll tell you later. I will tell you where she's from later. And go ahead, let everybody know who you are.
My name is Santos, and I'm from Arlington.
Arlington, okay. So we have Santos and Irene. Everybody here. Okay, so Irene, when I said something about Valentine's Day, your eyes kind of bucked open. I mean, what is
See, that's why I said it's a funny thing.
Yeah.
You get lots of reactions.
So tell us why you hate Valentine's Day. Just get straight to it. Just pow into it.
I hate it when I'm not in a relationship. Like, I'm not in love with somebody. So everybody else irritates the hell out of me when they, like, oh, look, my boyfriend got me flowers. Oh, they sent this. I got candy. I'm like, go jump off a lake.
So mean. What about the rest of the world who just wants to, you know, be happy? And, you know? What are we supposed to do? So what, you kind of just stay in a house? You can't. It's impossible.
Well, usually on a work day, I just work and I just stay at work.
That's the adult thing. It's like you know, yeah. I think what you're talking about, though, is that you see it everywhere. It's on all the commercials.
Yes.
It's like on billboards, on buses. You can't escape it.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. Ah.
Well, that's the hyper-commercialization
part of it
that kind of draws people off. And I think that's a certain segment of society doing anything. We can look at things like Christmas and Thanksgiving. You know, people want it to be traditionally about family and about giving. But then there's Black Friday and, you know.
It's like family, let's give, and then let's go shop and buy stuff.
Yeah.
Next day, so.
Well, that's what Valentine's Day that I personally think that's really bought into, you know, that you have to buy something. And that could just be our society here in capitalism in America, where we have to buy something. Why don't you just make something? Can I draw a picture for you?
No.
Do you think it's like? Do you think it's like buy something to be happy, or to like fit in? You know, like you're doing something for Valentine's Day?
You mean like, shut up, I bought you something?
Santos is like, uh-huh.
Go ahead, Santos. Go ahead.
Santos, what do you think?
Me personally, I enjoy Valentine's Day.
All right, cut his mic off.
Yeah. I get pretty excited that day. I don't have too much experience, to be honest. This is my first relationship with someone, so so when Valentine does come, I get pretty excited. I get creative. I do draw a picture.
He's green. He's really wet behind the ears.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to Jared. Somebody's gonna get a good Jared gift.
His girlfriend over there is like, yeah. Put that on the screen background of my phone. Give hints, subtle hints.
No, but that's cool though. That's cool.
I think that's cool.
Because, I mean, we also have to think at one time, I'm not telling anybody age here, but we were teenagers where we did like that kind of stuff. You
what
guys,
was that, 1948 for you?
Yeah, whatever. But you guys can remember when you guys first started enjoying love songs, where you went from hating love songs to liking them and things of that nature. So there are people out here that that do appreciate Valentine's Day. I'm just not one of them. I'm not really sold on it. You know, I just personally, the commercialization, I just can't get with it.
You know what I was thinking? I kind of want to see hands here of who likes Valentine's Day and who doesn't.
Yeah.
Would you guys be okay doing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
nobody can see you.
Yeah. Everybody close their eyes.
I think I know everybody's name here.
So raise your hand if you like Valentine's Day.
Boom!
False men over here. False men.
Somebody has both hands up. There is someone behind me with both hands up.
So I think that the what? It depends.
It depends on what?
The man.
Exactly.
I wonder if that's also like a gender thing, because what we're kind of noticing here is, Irene, you were saying the same thing. It depends. And then the ladies over there, it depends. And then the guys are like, yeah, we like it. So I wonder if there's something. What do you think?
You know what? That is a possibility. But I think that we should talk to people who say it depends.
Ladies in the corner.
Ladies in the corner. Come on up here. Tell us why it depends.
I'm sorry.
She's busy.
Give them more drinks. No, but I don't know. That's a valid question. I think it does depend on where you're at in life, and the things that have happened to you, whether it's recently or in time, because everybody have their different views about that, and we're not going to 100% try to bend that.
You know? Right.
I mean, what are you hearing that people really cringe? I mean, why do people cringe about Valentine's Day so much?
I think people cringe. I mean, from what I've seen clinically, personally, I think people do cringe when you're single and you aren't in a relationship, or there's no one that you're even like talking to or flirting with, or or maybe you are, you're just starting to talk and you're going, I don't know if we should be celebrating or not. You know, it's kind of maybe you haven't spoken about it. Say you're like a month or two in before Valentine's Day. You're like, who's going to drop the hint of what we're, you know, what we're doing, if we're celebrating Valentine's Day or not? So I think, like, I think it, again, depends. But I think the cringeworthy is more maybe people that are single, or I think people that are maybe have been recently hurt or maybe hurt around Valentine's Day, or, you know, don't have really good memories of Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Yeah. Because one thing that I have noticed online is there are a lot of memes rejecting Valentine's Day. And I just find it funny because...
Rejecting Valentine's Day? Like fun of it?
Yeah, making fun of it, not liking it. I'm going standoffish, meaning I plan on being by myself. Maybe
like,
it's...
single lady anthem type stuff.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to sing it, and then I was like, shit, I forgot the lyrics.
No, but yeah, I've seen a lot, and I think every year is growing more and more. And it just could be people are feeling more confident about
being by themselves.
Yeah, being by themselves, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, all the hand clappers to all the people who gonna be by themselves this Valentine's Day. That's a good number of people in here. That's a good number of people in here. You guys can make some good memes. I would like to see your memes come out, you know.
I would too.
Yeah. I would love to see those memes, you know.
I would too.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think you're right, though. I think people are being more proud of being single. We're getting to that point because we're getting away from the whole 1950s, like, you know. Everyone has to be married and in a long-term relationship by the time they're, you know.
So that's why I like you, Mary, because we see here. And that's what I was about to hit on. We are a society that says you have to be with somebody, that you have to be with somebody, or looks at people like you aren't happy because you are not with someone. You can be happy by yourself, you know. And that's to a certain degree, a trap that gets us. And I think we've talked about that before in previous episodes, where that happiness comes from within. It doesn't come from a holiday that says that you have to be with someone, you know, and kind of promotes that as the overall theme.
I think, yeah, you're hitting on that, you know, it's so cliche, but it's like you can't love somebody without loving yourself first, you know, and you know, you hear people say that, you're like, oh, okay. But, but you know, there's a point to it. There's such a valid point to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've turned a corner,
yeah.
But we probably have a long way to go, because I also think sometimes these commercials, like maybe it's passive in it, but I think that they make you feel bad. Of course, like you, it's within you, the feeling's within you. But I do think Valentine's Day is like, ooh, have you texted your lover and given them roses? What are you doing on Valentine's Day? And it's like, ah, I feel attacked. You know?
No, yeah, it definitely is. I really do understand the whole advertising phase of it. And I think that's one of the things that turned me on, because advertising was one of my favorite classes. And I just love to eat up why we do different things, or how we are able to push things on people. So I think I became, my new favorite word, I hate to say, I became woke.
Oh, we've had so many conversations about the woke.
Yeah, about woke.
Air quotations.
Yeah. But certain things do open up your eyes. You're like, hold on. This isn't right. This is really unbalanced. This is what this is supposed to be about.
Oh, do you mean Valentine's Day? What do you think it's supposed to be about?
I think it's supposed to be about the interaction between two people. It's not necessarily the going out and buying flowers. It's not about the teddy bears. It's not about the guilt trip about what you did. Or
you want to talk about that one?
What? And guys can kind of sound off on this a little bit, but they do make you feel like...
Did you hear that? It's a trap!
It's a trap. But they do make you feel like there's this bar that you have to jump over. And if you don't jump over this bar, you're not good enough. And maybe on the other side of this, I mean, maybe you can speak on that a little bit. If your man doesn't reach that bar...
Off of his head.
Right.
I think it should be like you doing stuff all through the year.
There you go.
Not just one day out of the whole damn year.
But if Valentine's Day comes and you like sit in the office and everybody's getting flowers and you don't get flowers, it's like, what is the hell's wrong with you?
I literally bought myself flowers one time and wrote a secret note.
No,
and my coworkers.
Yeah, no, yeah, you
I did
not.
Everybody else was getting them from like their husbands, and I was like sitting there, and I was like, I got an hour break. And then I was like, I told one of the engineers in the building, I was like, will you walk these up and say that they're delivered for me?
Oh,
I know. But honestly, the faking of it made me feel just as good.
Yes.
I was like, I like just went in and pretended, and I was like, oh my God, thank you. Oh my God, I don't know who it is. Did y'all guys hear
that? Faking is just as good. I got you on that. So that's my one for today.
But I want to touch back on what you said, Irene, because I think everybody should listen to that part, what you said, that it should be all throughout the year.
Yeah.
Not just one day. And that's what I tell my couples who come in. You know, I'm like, are you guys making sure you're like checking in with each other, doing stuff? Thank you, Massa. Doing stuff and making your partner feel loved throughout the year, making them feel special throughout the year. Whatever that is, one of the, you know, whatever love language that might be that your partner receives.
Yeah, so that way when Valentine's Day comes, guys, and you're an underachiever, you're not beat up. You don't get your ass whooped. Yeah. No, I'm just joking. You know, we all have to do what we feel is right within our individual relationships, because some people don't care. To some people, it's not a big thing. To some people,
lose their mind.
Yeah, some people will lose.
Yeah.
People will lose their mind.
Do you think the commercialization of Valentine's Day has increased that bar of like that you have to like go to a restaurant, you have to get your person flowers, you have to get them chocolate, like Santos, do you feel pressure as a male to do a lot of that stuff on Valentine's Day? And pressure might be the wrong word because you said you liked it, but
he's the one that's doing overdoing it.
Yeah, he's the one who's raising the bar. You're asking the wrong question. Get him.
Yeah, but no pressure. I agree with what her comment earlier. It should be like, you know, like Mother's Day or Father's Day. You know, mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to wait for one day to get your mother something nice. So I constantly try to, you know, make a little spark or do something romantic. So when that day comes, it's not like, oh wow. It's like a little while.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, you're like, I'm not gonna feel the pressure on one day because I do stuff throughout the year.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, we need to unmic him.
You want to take notes? You take notes?
We need to unmic him. He's making us all look bad. We need to push the button on him. No, but that's cool.
Yeah.
And seriously, I would follow that philosophy. That red carpet should be rolled out throughout the year. And back to what you were saying, Irene, that it could have been you, Santa, that just said Mother's Day should be...
Yeah.
Throughout the year, you know, Father's Day should be out the year.
Yeah.
My birthday should be out throughout the year.
I agree.
Yeah. I get in the club free every day. It's my birthday. It's always
you're one of those friends that's like, oh, my birthday week's coming up. What are you doing all week?
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
You're like...
No.
You get one day, that's it.
He went to sit out his birthday pizza.
Oh, we're celebrating my birthday 6 months out.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, no.
Okay, well, definitely we want to thank Irene and Santos.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you. We were moving on further. You know, you were talking about something that I think really a lot of people might kind of understand.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is the loneliness that comes with being single.
Yeah, it's okay.
Part of that is the loneliness that comes with being single. So how do we combat that? I mean, how do we get that vigor that, you know, that...
Well, I think what we're talking about is we could do... Think of Valentine's Day as like, who do you love day?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you love? Friends? Family, coworkers, your dog, your cat, your parrot, your fish, whatever you got. Your grandma, grandpa.
So it's not. That's kind of weird, though. That's kind of weird. You know, because they make Valentine's Day to be like romantic.
Romantic, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Grandma and romantic. I don't know.
What's that?
I'm a city guy. I don't know.
Franklin was like, I'm too hard for that.
I don't know. No, but seriously, no, but that's a good idea, though. That's,
you know,
a good idea.
I mean, if you're single, you know, and you don't have a romantic partner, mm-hmm. reach out to your friends. Reach out to anybody and just be like, hey, how's your day going? Just thinking of you.
Yeah. What is the name of, can anybody tell me, what's the thing that they have when it's a group of folks, they call it something day?
Galentine's Day.
That's
Galentine's
it.
Day. Yeah. Yeah. Who just said that?
Present.
Who just said that? So come on up and tell us about it. Come on up and tell us about it. Come on. There you go. Get them mic'd up.
Mic'd up?
You want to get mic'd up?
Oh, no.
You got a red boot on. Like, red everything.
Can you hear?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, then. You're good?
No, they don't want me to get mic'd up.
Okay, so tell everybody who you are, your name.
Hey, I'm Tim. I'm from Manassas, Virginia.
Tim from Manassas.
Woo! Yeah, Tim.
Okay, so tell us what you know about Galentine's Day.
It's a day for mostly girls, I would say, to meet up when they don't have a significant other.
Really? So what do guys do? Like, what if a group of guys?
Hang out and watch some football. I just want to say, your guys' voice sounds perfect.
Really?
Beautiful. Especially, I mean,
really?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You got great podcast voices.
Do I have a Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I'm watching football. Like. Hang out.
No, but thank you. But so in understanding,
Zach's laugh in the background. Zach, laugh one more time.
You guys, everybody here is laughing. But no, but we're having fun. With this Galentine's Day, it's just a group thing, from my understanding, right?
I wouldn't say that I'm the specialist of Galentine's Day.
Okay.
But yes, I would agree.
Okay. Are you participating in Galentine's Day this?
No, unfortunately, I have to participate in Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. So, Tim, you said unfortunately.
See, so, and that's what I'm saying. He said unfortunately.
Right.
Twice.
He said twice.
He said unfortunately.
Okay. So, Tim, I want your opinion on why you're labeling it as unfortunately.
Sorry, your voice is hypnotic.
Well, thank you very much.
Unfortunately, that it is, like they said, so commercialized.
Mm-hmm.
I like to appreciate my significant other on a daily basis.
Oh, there you go. You're like Santa's.
But on a Valentine's Day, you're forced. You know, on Christmas, I consider it, you know, I'm reciprocating the love throughout a year before a new year.
Right.
Valentine's Day, it's so darn close to New Year's Christmas.
He's like, so many presents.
What has she done between those 2 days?
Yes.
I like this guy.
I do too.
Somebody fix this guy a drink.
Yeah. You know, a key word that I'd point out is you said forced.
Yes.
And I think that's great that we look at that word, forced.
Forced.
That you're forced to celebrate them in maybe ways that you wouldn't.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, and I think that kind of goes back to what I was saying, because of the commercialization of it. Is that too loud?
No, it sounds perfect. No.
Because of the commercialization of it, you're almost forced. There's this bar that Santos has set, you know, that we have to, you know, hurdle over, you know? If this is Santos' first one, he's going to Jared. Do you think I'm going to Jared?
So, I remember my mom one time, she looked at my dad and she was like, you better not go to Jared. I want that David Yurman. And I was like, taking notes. But I think, Tim, you maybe brought up another good point. Is I wonder if this is, I mean, if we're talking right now, if you're in a heterosexual relationship, that the pressure is on the male.
100%.
right? 100% versus the female,
well,
right?
What like does the woman have to do for Valentine's Day? She might get a
great
gift, but
great.
The man has to pick the place, he has to pick the occasion, make it special, and then get a special gift.
Yeah. There you go. I'm going to slide my chair over there. In the winning section. That's the winning section. Come on over here. Come on over here. Come on over here. Give Mike that.
All right, we got another person joining us.
I have an objection as well.
No, you don't.
My hair is too big for
that. Okay, can you hear us clearly?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell everybody who you are, where you're from.
Tamara. I'm from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Okay, scoot up some. Scoot up into it just a little bit.
Tamara.
Tamara. Tamara from Silver Spring, Maryland. And Tamara has something to say. She has been in the background. Struggling. No, but go ahead. Finish. What were you saying?
No, he was saying on Valentine's Day, what do the women do? We spend money to look nice for you.
Yes.
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 Don't fall for it. Don't
Justice.
Fall for it. I'm with you.
The money that goes into, like, the hair, the makeup, the clothes, everything, to be able to hang on your arm if you go out to a restaurant is more than whatever you're going to pay at that restaurant.
I don't think so.
Ten. You want to know how much this eyeliner cost?
But for one appliance, it's not that much. For one meal, it is. For the gift, it
true.
Is. But it's not about money to me. It's about the expectation. It's a fictitious setup. You know, I like to appreciate a woman, especially my woman who's here, every day.
There it is.
It's not just this one February 14th, and my birthday's in February, so it seems like a double hit.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, well, you brought up a good point. You were like, I'm not talking about finances here.
Yeah.
That you're talking about, what did you say?
Expectations.
That's
yes.
right.
Tim wants eyeliner every day.
Yes.
Okay. I think he's got on right now. But tomorrow you were talking about what ladies have to do, that we there's also an expectation maybe on us that we have to get the right dress, the right shoes, like look pretty.
I mean, I don't really do a lot of that, but
oh, listen to this.
Rumbling.
Is that a hypocrite? Did she just
My hair is like
oh, natural.
But I know a lot of girls who do spend a lot of money to look nice. But I wanted to add, while I was sitting over there in the corner, that you guys are all talking about Valentine's Day, and then Galentine's Day, and you get a guy to come up to talk about Galentine's Day. But I, as a woman, maybe I should talk about steak and blowjob day.
You're going to be taking notes, right? Yeah.
Do tell.
Okay, so it's steak and blowjob day.
Do tell.
Steak and blowjob day apparently is the opposite of Valentine's Day, where you treat your man to a steak and a blowjob.
What?
Hold on.
When is this?
What mysterious day is this? And we are all, I think all the guys in here are going to sync our calendars.
Oh, yeah. Everybody
we're
going to
sync our calendars
oh,
together.
It gets marked.
It's
March 14th.
March, are you serious?
Yes.
It's a great news. Let me look it up. Let me look this thing up.
I feel like, should I even ask the question of what if they're vegan? We do live in D.C. What if they're vegan? Guess you have to make it up. Oh, that's true. Okay, so you look it up?
Oh, my God.
It's a real thing.
Oh, my God.
We just Googled it.
It's
a real
thing.
Look at that veggie sausage.
Okay. I'm going straight to Wikipedia on this, okay? Okay, are you guys ready?
Yes.
Are you guys ready to hear this?
Yes.
Steak and Blowjob Day, sometimes Steak and BJ Day, or Steak and Knobber Day, is a satirical holiday created in the United States as a male response to Valentine's Day and celebrated a month later on March 14th. One day, women are purportedly supposed to cook a fillet steak for and perform fellatio on a man in response to cards, chocolate, and flowers given by men on Valentine's Day. Observed by North America, Australia, Europe, and New Zealand.
New England.
I've been to Australia. That's not the case.
Not the case. Also not.
I'm about to go to Australia. Put up a Tinder profile pic. Hey.
You guys. Okay, it does go on. It has been suggested that Steak and Blowjob Day is a backlash against the feminist movement. The holiday has been criticized as sexist, though it has been positively received by some and used as a platform to fundraise for breast cancer research. So there's...
So there's a little backlash to it. Is that what they're saying?
And it got its start in 2002. So this is... Yeah.
So Valentine's Day has been going on for a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, did they say it was an anti-feminist movement?
Like, no, it's in...
Or in protest?
Okay. Yeah, they believe it's in protest.
It's a crazy thing called men's rights, which is just...
Okay. Maybe we're going to open up a whole can. Maybe we should contain. You know, Steak Blowjob Day, Valentine's Day...
Valentine's Day. You can't forget Valentine's Day.
It makes me wonder. And, you know, of course, my brain goes here. Like, you know, I start going off of, like, what has made us come to this point in life where we're creating these days to show appreciation and love to our loved ones?
You mean all the spinoffs? Or?
Like, let's get real philosophical with it real quick. You know, like, what has made us come to this point that we're doing that?
I think it's the times, just the times that we live in, and the communication and being
open. What a time to be alive.
Go ahead. Somebody, go ahead.
I just feel like people...
Mic up.
Mic up. Suit Mic up. It up. Suit it up. Suit it up. So...
thank you.
We were supposed to say it. One of our partners today, along with Coda, is Sticky Rice.
Yes.
And we have Sticky Rice.
Sticky Rice.
Sticky Rice on H Street. The address is some... We'll probably do it later. I mean, we'll probably do it later. But go ahead and tell people who you are.
I'm Alonzo. My name is Alonzo McFall. I am the assistant general manager at Sticky Rice DC.
Okay. All right. And what were you going to add?
I just feel like people, for the most part, really only operate off of two kinds of emotion, either fear or love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you show appreciation to anyone, like Amy was talking earlier about
marriage.
Mary was talking earlier about love languages, and people view love and receive love in a lot of different ways. And one of the ways one of the ways that people view love and receive love is through appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you have people who, the general, you know, populace of the human race, they like to know that the people that they love them back.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that Teddy Pendergrass song, you know. It feels so good loving somebody.
Somebody loves you back. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and unrequited love is something that's really painful for people. And no one wants to experience pain that's prolonged on a daily basis, especially when that pain is caused by love that you have for something.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, and I think most of the time, you know, the other gentleman was talking about the falseness of the Valentine's Day holiday.
Yeah.
And in my experience, I don't see any real falseness in it, because why wouldn't you want to show appreciation for somebody, especially if your significant other is someone who values your appreciation, but also values what other people think. Because who wants to be the only person whose boyfriend didn't do anything for them.
Yeah.
I think you're bringing up a good point. If it's important to that, if it's, you got to figure out if it's important to your partner. You need to ask them.
Yeah.
You know, ask them before. Yeah.
That kind of communication is important in any relationship, whether it's your significant other or whether it's.
Wait, I can't stress that word enough. Communicate.
Communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It's kind of a big deal. Yeah.
You know, it can save a lot of stress.
Right.
And it can save a lot of drama.
Oh, yeah.
If you talk to the other person that you're with and you let them know how you feel, or you find out through talking to them that they need you to let them know how you feel.
Yeah.
You know, then you're already taking steps away from the process of you being happy. Because if you love the person that you're with, and you care about how they feel, and you're happy because they're happy, why wouldn't you just give them what they want? Like, especially if it's not detrimental to you.
Yeah, that's true.
You bring up a good point.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, when we were talking about liking Instagram models' pictures, you know?
Oh, that's a good topic, right? It's so true.
You know, that if your partner has a problem with it, and it makes them feel insecure, then you talk with them about that. Right. And if it's no big deal to you to not like or not follow or something, then, you know, that's what compromise.
Because
that's
what
a compromise.
You gain from it in the end.
Right.
If you're looking at Instagram models' pictures because you're interested in somebody else, you need to be honest with your partner about the fact that you're not fully into the relationship. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at Instagram models' pictures because you're not getting enough sex, then you need to be honest with your partner about the fact that you're not having enough sex. The whole thing is
enough for you. Yeah.
Enough for you.
Yeah.
You need to be honest.
Like, it's like a, what I like it because you're really talking about a personalized approach to Valentine's Day.
I think there's a personalized approach to everything.
Oh yeah.
Because unless we're looking at things en masse and on a scale of a macro level, you can't really look at Valentine's Day in a macro sense. You can't really look at any holiday in a macro sense. You can't look at anything, really, from my opinion, in a macro sense. You have to look at it about how it affects you and not try to change everybody else around you so much. Just try to change yourself and not make other people think what you think, but just kind of adjust to where they are. Because you should have a general love for most people that you meet.
Right.
If you have a specific significant other that you have a special kind of love for, what do you give a shit about the exacts of what... Sorry, my friend.
What do you can cuss on here. Have you heard us?
Fuck it. Let's go then.
Sorry, fuck it. Let's go.
Let's go. What do you care about the nuances of you know, the politics of the day about how Valentine's affects what you think? If your significant other really wants this thing to happen, why don't you just make it happen?
Do it. Or do die. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
But that goes back to what we were saying, that for some people it's a turnoff because of the commercialization of it and that blanket approach. So in order to sell us stuff, it's not a personal thing. It's a, I want to make you feel like you're not better than, not that you're better than, I'm sorry, but I want to make you feel like you're less than the rest of everybody else who's purchasing these things, or like you didn't reach that particular bar, you know?
Right, but
Carter's mic'd up. What do you have to say about this?
So, Carter, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Carter. Tell who you are, where you're from.
Yeah, my name's Carter, obviously, from Alabama.
Alabama.
Alabama, okay.
He drove all the way up here just
just to mic up.
Good old Southern
Make
boy.
Make us sound but, really popular.
I'm going to be a single guy on Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my thing with people who are single on Valentine's Day is it's not, you know, it's not about self-loathing. It's not about something where, like, you feel like you got to have this other person. A lot of people miss out on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. It's not, it's a day where you need to appreciate love.
Mm-hmm.
And that incorporates self-love, that incorporates love of your family, love of others. Like, a lot of people take for granted, they don't take in consideration that you don't need another person to find value.
Mm. Mm.
You find value in yourself, you find value in your community, you find value in other people. And it doesn't always follow down to some significant other. Now, let's say you
well
are
spoken,
in a significant
yeah.
other,
yeah.
and Valentine's Day doesn't mean anything to you,
mm.
but it means something to that other person. That should be important to you.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
I thoroughly concur. Yeah. Thoroughly concur with his assessment.
It sounds like all of us are nodding our heads in this room.
Yeah.
And we're all like a little. Yeah. There you go. Yes. Preach. You know. And it sounds like that.
We got the head nodders over there.
I agree with him wholeheartedly and completely. The holiday is about love. Whether your love is agape or whether your love is personal. Like the whole thing is about, and I think that a lot of holidays are actually about that, except for like, but even like the holidays like Dia de los Muertos is still kind of about that too. You're showing respect and love.
And celebration, yeah.
Celebration. The whole point is the celebration.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're celebrating other people's love if you're not someone who's in a relationship on Valentine's Day. So you have to kind of be non-selfish about it. Because if you're the kind of person who says, well, I'm not in a relationship, and I don't see why I have to celebrate a day that's about relationships. Mm-hmm. But then you need to look inside and you have to say, it's just about love. And you can still celebrate other people who have found what you haven't found yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good thing to do for any person who wants to progress as a human being. To say, you know what, I don't have it, but kudos to you.
Yeah.
You found this thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I like
you're
that.
Talking about like not being bitter about it. Yeah. So, Carter, as a single male on Valentine's Day and with the belief that you have, what are you going to be doing on Valentine's Day? Like, what are you... Are you going to be buying yourself cake? Are you going to, like, be calling your mom? Are you going to be, you know...
Now, I am fortunate enough to be talking to a very interesting girl that I'm interested in.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, so you've got what we were talking about in terms of you're not like you're in the gray zone. He's in the gray zone. Is she gonna listen to this?
I'm gonna be, you know, sharing this time with this girl and showing my appreciation for her
initials. What's her social?
What's her social?
Sharing the love.
Have you guys talked about what you're doing for Valentine's Day, or is that
Like a surprise?
No. We're gonna be playing by ear. We're gonna be doing what we feel like. She hasn't brought it up. It's a very big holiday for her, but I know, like, especially for women.
So she brought it up. She's already talked to you about it.
No, she hasn't.
She hasn't. Okay.
But I know it's a social pressure for women because they'll compare and be like, oh, you know, I got this thing for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, like, what did you do?
Valentine's Day, and it's very pressured.
It's a marker,
you know,
almost,
take
too.
That in consideration, because women put, there's a lot of pressure on women when it comes to Valentine's Day, because a lot of comparison that's going on. It's like, oh, what did you do for Valentine's Day? What did you get for Valentine's Day? So, you know, I want to do something a little special for her.
Yeah, okay.
Just because I recognize that.
I love what you said there. You're like, I'm going to do something special for her because I recognize that.
Yeah.
Versus, like, stay in the gray and be maybe scared to put yourself out there because you're in the gray, but you think of her as special, and that's how you want to see it.
You bring up a good point with scared. So, like, people who are single right now, like, they don't have that special somebody. Like, focus on yourself. Focus on that self-love. Because that self-love, you build up and you break out that ability to be scared. Because you kind of build up this
going
love.
Out of a place of fear instead of love instead of fear.
Right.
So when you find that person, you're not coming into a place of fear. You're coming into a place of love, and that's where you
want
to be.
Right, and you want
love
to...
Love that. Wait, yes, Carter, say it again. Yeah. Say it again.
You don't want to be in a place of fear.
Yeah.
You want to be in a place of love, and that's where you want to be on Valentine's Day. If you're single, you want to be building up that love, and you want to pack it in. Mm. But when you do find that special person, you just let it out.
Which is...
Yeah, true. I love that. Yeah. I love that.
I love that, too. Because we brought up the whole, like, steak and blowjob day thing. And I have to say that if every man in the world gets a steak and a blowjob on steak and blowjob day, it doesn't really make it special for any man in the world.
Yes.
But Valentine's
Day, okay.
It doesn't.
I see that point. Yeah.
But if Valentine's Day, and this is why women are in a lot of ways, not just one.
I guess I won't blow up Liam Hemsworth's son.
Damn it. Women in a lot of ways are significantly more nuanced than men, because the experience of Valentine's Day for each individual in a relationship is specific to that relationship. Mm-hmm. Steak and a blowjob day belittles the love that's
where, where,
act and salmon next to just don't do it. But my whole point is that,
you're bringing up a good point.
Yeah, like, why would you want it to be the exact same as everything else that's going on in this
world? Yeah, that's true.
Like,
that's
if I'm in a relationship with somebody, like my girlfriend and I, the way I treat her is different from any other woman I've ever been with. Because I know what she needs and I know what she likes. Well, I think of it.
You see, he walked that back.
You know, it's still an evolving process, but the whole point is that process and that it's evolving. You know, for me to belittle Valentine's Day, I mean, it is anti-feminist on the way if you think about it, because why would you want to take away someone's femininity by assuming that the best thing that she can ever do for you is something that's completely physical? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, so I get what they're saying about
it. And what if he's vegan?
So. And what if he's vegan?
Okay. So, guys, we're going to have to kind of leave that there, and we're going to give Mary, we want to thank Carter.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Sticky Rice. Food was excellent. Yes, I got to come see you guys.
Sticky Rice on 8th Street. What's the address over there? Go ahead and plug. Go ahead and...
So, Sticky Rice DC is at 1224 8th Street, Northeast Washington, D.C. And we actually do have a Valentine's Day event that we're
doing.
And in Richmond as well.
Woo!
So, we're doing a vegan times.
Yeah, so
for all the vegans in the city, please check us out. We've also got another business upstairs called Sing Sing, which is a private karaoke bar, if you guys ever want
to. Okay. Oh, Sticky Rice.
It's private, too, so no one will hear how bad I can sing. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you. So, me and Mary would like to thank definitely Sticky Rice and Coda on H.
Coda on H, thank you for hosting us.
Yes, thank you.
It's been so nice to have you guys and to be able to talk and to be able to do this with a crowd of people, because usually I'm just staring at Freelamo's face